From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting the death toll is now over 200 in the wake of the Italian earthquake. That death toll from the devastating earthquake in central Italy has reached at least 241 and could rise further after rescue teams worked through the night trying to find survivors under the rubble of flattened towns. The 6.2 magnitude quake struck a cluster of mountain communities 140 kilometers east of Rome early Wednesday as people slept, destroying hundreds of homes. The Civil Protection Department officially revised the death toll down to 241 from a previous 247. Given earlier on Thursday morning. Officials said they expected to confirm more deaths as the search operation continued. And that it does. Trucks full of rubble left the area every few minutes, including one in which a dusty doll could be seen lying on top of tons of debris. Thursday, the sun rose on frightened people who had slept in cars or tents, the earth continuing to tremble under their feet from aftershocks, hundreds of which have struck since the quake. Two registered 5.1 and 5.4 just before dawn. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is holding talks with his Gulf counterparts and a British minister in Saudi Arabia on the conflicts of Yemen, Syria, and Libya. The coordination with Washington's major Middle East allies came on the eve of Syria talks in Geneva between Kerry and his Russian counterpart, Sergei Lavrov. After a 30-minute meeting with the Saudi king, Salman, Kerry was to focus on the conflict in Yemen with the UN envoy, Ismail Oud Sheikh Ahmed, the Britain Middle East secretary, and the Saudi and United Arab Emirates counterparts. This is VOA News. United Nations Human Rights Chief Thursday called for an independent international investigation of abuses in Yemen that include military attacks on residential areas and medical facilities. In a statement, the UN Rights Chief Zayed Raad al-Hussein said Yemeni civilians have suffered unbearably over the years because of armed conflicts, adding they continue to suffer absent any form of accountability and justice, while those responsible for the violations and abuses against them enjoy impunity. Such a manifestly, protractedly unjust situation must no longer be tolerated by the international community. Mohammed Ali Ansour, chief of Middle East and North Africa section at the UN agency, spoke with reporters.
The High Commissioner called for establishing an international investigative mechanism to look at the violations. As it is apparently the National Commission cannot access all areas in Yemen, and there is no cooperation from all sides to the conflict, all parties to the conflict.
A report from the UN Human Rights Council released Thursday details a number of allegations of human rights abuses committed in Yemen over the past 18 months that have led to thousands of deaths and left millions of people without proper food. A confidential report has concluded that the Syrian government and Islamic State militants deployed chemical weapons in the war-torn nation in 2014 and 2015, an apparent violation of a United Nations resolution prohibiting the use of chemical attacks. A year-long joint investigation by the United Nations and the Global Chemical Weapons Watchdog Group, the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons, found Syrian troops carried out two toxic gas attacks, and IS militants used mustard gas in one of them. The 15-member Security Council is scheduled to discuss the report on August 30th, setting the stage for a possible showdown between the five veto-wielding members of China, Russia, United States, Britain, and France. In U.S. politics, Donald Trump is linking his movement to take back the country to Britain's surprising vote to leave the European Union. He invited Nigel Farage, an architect of the withdrawal campaign, to join him on stage at a rally last night in Jackson, Mississippi. Farage, the outgoing head of the United Kingdom Independence Party, said anything is possible if enough people band together, and predicted that Trump's presidential campaign would smash the establishment. I'm Ira Melman, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.